Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and help provide solutions that suit how you do business. From liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
You know success when you see it, or you think you do, the people in the spotlight. But what about those small business masterminds who succeed at making their money work harder? They do that by having a business bank account with QuickBooks Money, which now earns 5% annual percentage yield. Making your money work as hard as you do? That's how you business differently. Learn more about QuickBooks Money at quickbooks.com/5APY. Banking services provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Only funds and envelopes earn APY. APY can change at any time.
Global business news 24 hours a day at Bloomberg.com, the Radio Plus mobile app, and on your radio. This is a Bloomberg Business Flash.
From Bloomberg World Headquarters, I'm Charlie Pellett. Stocks have paired losses. The S&P 500 index is higher now by 2 points, a gain of 0.1%. Dow Industrials up 39 points, a gain of 0.2%. NASDAQ remains lower. It is down 15 points, a drop there of 0.3%. Investors are awaiting additional economic data for clues about the health of the U.S. economy. Oil's been fluctuating up now by 0.9%, up 41 cents to $46.65 per barrel of West Texas Intermediate crude. Gold down $3.90 the ounce to $12.71, a drop of 0.3%, and the 10-year down 10/32, the yield there 1.76%. I'm Charlie Pellett, and that's a Bloomberg Business Flash.
You're listening to Taking Stock with Kathleen Hayes and Pim Fox on Bloomberg Radio.
The Bank of England, a rate decision, an upcoming vote on whether to remain part of the European Union, all issues that investors must take into consideration. And to get more perspective, we have Kieran Mulhall. He is the Chief Investment Officer at the Dublin-based Global Reach Securities, joining us now. Thank you very much for being with us. I'll begin by giving us your thoughts about the Bank of England being drawn into the debate about whether the United Kingdom should remain part of the European Union.
Yes, good afternoon, Pim. Hope all is well in New York. Yes, we had quite an interesting Bank of England meeting today where it looks like Mark Carney, the head of the Bank of England, has finally got dragged into the Brit exit debate in Europe. They've been trying to sort of stay reasonably neutral, and I think, unfortunately, with the rather significant slowdown we've seen in the UK economy over the last 6-7 weeks, he felt it was probably time to maybe highlight some of the downside risks that would be associated with the UK voting to leave the European Union. And I particularly, I suspect, amongst the newspapers in the UK tomorrow, the mention of the R word, recession, was said for the first time. And he suggested that there would be some likelihood that under certain situation, you could see the UK economy fall into a recession later this year if indeed they vote to leave in their referendum later in June.
Is it your analysis that it's an accurate depiction of what would happen to the British economy?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that we've seen a fairly material slowdown just with the uncertainty of what would be associated with the referendum coming at us in a few weeks' time, and I would suspect that the likelihood is that the shock that such a decision to leave would have, people would be, somewhat nervous about investing, the various trade deals, et cetera, that would have to be renegotiated, all would suggest a slower outlook for growth. It's not like the UK economy has been growing at sort of 3-5% over the last few years, in a broadly low growth environment. Any of those kind of shocks that comes at you can easily tip you into recession, even if it's only a short-lived one.
How do you characterize the British economy right now? Give us the details if you can.
Yeah, well, it had been one of the best of the OECD countries, along with the United States, over the last 2 to 3 years. But we've seen the PMI numbers, particularly as a kind of a leading indicator of growth, trend lower, with the manufacturing number being contraction for the first time for April. And I think that's, again, it's be very similar to the United States in the sense that employment has remained the strong point. Consumer spending has held up reasonably well. But the UK still runs a rather large current account deficit, which tends to be funded by mainland Europe and, you know, foreign multinationals, particularly with capital flows into the UK. And again, the concerns around Brit exit, etc., you know, might bring into question the continuation of these flows. And I guess in that context, Carney mentioned today that what he felt was one of the larger negatives associated with a vote to leave would be that we would have a situation where sterling would weaken quite materially. And given sterling has already weakened significantly in the last few weeks, over the last 2 to 3 months, that would be something, I think, to be avoided from the Bank of England's point of view.
Well, the Prime Minister, the UK Prime Minister, David Cameron, I mean, he has worked through a renegotiation of Britain's relationship with the European Union, correct? I mean, he did put together.
Yes, and I think, and to be honest with you, Pim, like the bookies over here, if you're looking for odds on the referendum, the bookies are about 75% stay, 25% go. And I always tend to trust the bookmakers before I trust the opinion polls. And I think that the broader UK population are maybe appreciating a little bit more, one, what Cameron was able to achieve in terms of renegotiating their overall relationship with Europe, but also as well maybe some of the downside risks associated with leaving. And I think when I spoke with you in March, we talked a little bit about some sterling strength, and we have noticed sterling over the last 3 or 4 weeks begin to strengthen a little bit now, particularly against the euro, coming back from above 80 down towards sort of 77, 78 area. And our base case would remain that the likelihood is that it's going to be a vote to stay, and that, you know, like the US, the UK, if we can get past this hump, we'll probably reaccelerate in the second half of the year. And to be honest, again, Carney would have been highlighting that a vote to stay and no shock to the UK economy should lead to, you know, back to trend growth at some point, either later this year or in the first quarter of next year, which would probably have a situation where the Bank of England would probably move on interest rates towards the end of the first quarter of next year, maybe into the second quarter.
With a vote, let's say, to stay in the European Union on June the 23rd at that national referendum in the United Kingdom, if the vote is to stay, will that change the character of the current Conservative Tory government?
No. Well, I don't think so. Certainly not in the short term. It would certainly strengthen Cameron's position as Prime Minister. And, you know, there would be certainly, I think there's 3 or 4 prominent cabinet members who are looking to leave. What tends to happen in these situations is that a bit of time will pass, and assuming they do vote to stay, I would imagine Cameron will do some sort of cabinet reshuffle, that might.
We've got to leave it there. Kieran Mulhall, he is the Chief Investment Officer at the Dublin-based Global Reach Securities on the United Kingdom and the referendum for the European Union. Coming up on Taking Stock, we'll be speaking with David Novak. He is the founder of O Great One, but he also happens to be the co-founder of Yum Brands. We've got details on his new book and recognizing employees.
Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and help provide solutions that suit how you do business, from liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
Collaborate for a greener future at the Bloomberg Green Festival, a groundbreaking celebration of the thinkers, doers, and innovators leading the way, from design and culture to technology, science, and entertainment. Hear from inspirational speakers and immerse yourself in climate solutions, July 10th through 13th in Seattle. Title sponsor, Amazon. Official airline, Alaska Airlines. Get 20% off using promo code RADIO20 at BloombergLive.com/greenfestival.